All right, and thank you for joining. I believe we're going.
Yeah, we should be.
All right, thank you for joining us.
Should be.
You will.
You will.
Thank you for joining our podcast. If you want to avoid this nonsense while we limber up our lymph nodes.
This is not nonsense. This is the best part of the show. Wait, maybe I shouldn't say that.
It's not the best part of her. Skip ahead 4 minutes. That's when we'll hit the go
Then
button
that's the
and have
best
the real
part of
show.
the show. Oh, no, wait.
No. So much good material this week. I just literally I could have gone on.
You know, honestly, we haven't done Jackasses for a few weeks, and the main reason for that is that I just can't keep up. We do have Jackasses tonight, but
I could have done 6 hours of material tonight.
yeah,
Six hours.
I know. Hi, Codex.
I saw her on an interview, honey.
Really?
Yes, Zach Log the Great was interviewing her, and I watched it, so like I can share that to you
All
afterwards.
right, cool. I look forward to it. It's the best part of the
Now I'm getting the things there.
What things are you getting where?
What things am I gonna get? She goes, "You did? Oh, that one." Codex, if you have Zach Log's email, if you could shoot it my direction, I would. He asked me to be on a podcast with him, and I was gonna negotiate timing. Oh no. Well, tell Quizzer we said hey. All right. Oh, I suppose I shouldn't just sit here and count change. That would be boring. But I do have a woodchuck berry snap, which apparently means I'm probably voting Democrat, right?
What does that mean? Oh, yes, it
Oh,
does.
yeah, because I'm not drinking a beer. I'll
That's
drink a beer.
exactly what that means.
But there we go.
And I didn't get all my video, my visual stuff in, so there's a little preview. Didn't give you
Yeah.
time to read it, though. Ha!
All right, two
It's the
more
best part of
minutes.
the show.
How many of those do you have?
I only have one because I had Jackasses and I had to put those in, and I was screwing around upstairs, eating lima beans. Yes, that's what I was doing upstairs. I was eating lima beans.
Aren't lima beans one of those foods that if you improperly prepare them, it will kill you?
No. You
They
just,
say,
you,
no,
no, that's not true.
I believe that is the
That is
case.
not true.
Can lima beans be poison? Now I'm on a watch list.
Yeah, now you are.
Should I worry about the cyanide in lima beans? That's the first one.
Okay. Clearly, people drop dead all over the place.
People don't usually die from eating raw lima beans, but it's possible. So there
Well,
you
you don't eat
have it.
raw lima beans. I mean, and like I said, it is possible.
Well, the dog was eating raw lima
It's not like
beans.
eating a puffer fish. No, it was not a raw lima bean. It was a frozen lima bean.
They Codex begs to differ. They will, and they're always badly prepared.
You're just lima bean haters, all of you.
Oh my. They used to put
Been eating
lima
too much
beans.
fast food lately. I needed some vegetables.
Well, speaking of fast food, it's that fast time for the show.
Is it really?
It is the time for the show.
Oh, where's my clock at? Oh, I guess it is. All right then, shut up so I can hit play.
Bombs and bands. Bombs and bands.
All systems go.
Bombs and bands.
Defiance.
Bombs and bands.
Dance, dance, dance.
This rebel has a cause.
Bombs and Bants.
We begin as wanderers, and we are wanderers still.
Welcome to the 139th live edition of Bombs and Bants and the Poisoner's Handbook.
It's the best part of the show!
As always, I'm your dedicated and humble host, John Wilder, coming to you from the penthouse control room of the majestic Wilder Industries skyscraper. With me, as always, is Mark.
Oh, wait. Hang on. He's here someplace. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. There he is. No, that's the wrong one, too.
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
Yep, I still have to go back and pick the little thing up where he says it makes me giggle a lot. I haven't done that yet.
Mark is going to be absent tonight, so we will have virtual Mark show up, and maybe we'll have Samuel Jackbot show up from time to time, too, to correct us.
Yeah, sure, why not? So this was actually kind of appropriate for Mark not being here.
There we go. So Mark isn't here. So how has your week been, the missus?
My week has been, every moment has been chock full of excitement, and that's not a good thing. Just everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Well, it's not been everything.
It really kind of has. I can't even remember what I've done this week because I've had so little sleep and I've just been, you know, it's been a week that I have really had to practice my time management skills to get all my stuff done.
So it's been busy. It's been slightly busier than usual.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, with your cheese. Okay. So did I tell you have an appointment at 2:30 for the year snork?
You did not tell me that, no.
It's at 2:30 on Friday.
This Friday?
Yep.
Hmm.
She's been wanting to get a CPAP, so I got her an appointment. And okay. So I think it's already paid for, honestly. All right. Let's see. Like and subscribe. Okay, I did that thing. Mark is not going to talk about anything because he's not here, but I do have a big announcement. Biden has selected his VP candidate. It's a large house cat named Mr. Tuna Tums. Mr. Tuna Tums.
Really, I thought it was an eggplant, and I thought Joe would say it was the smartest person he's ever met, except for Hunter.
Okay. Well,
smarter than me!
Well, it sounds like we're dangerously close to the roadway, so why don't you take us down Conversation Street?
Okie dokie.
And now it's time for us to take us down the smooth sidewalks of Conversation Street.
Hammond! Okay. It's Democrat National Convention time, where on night one...
It's time for their theme song, though. We have to play them their theme song. I got to find it first. The Democrat National Convention time. Yeehaw! Look at what working men we are. We're average folks.
Okay, that's enough yakety sax. That's enough. Bring it out. Okay, so on night one, they went so long that Joe had to go outside of prime time and didn't get the Ovaltine that they promised him. So,
fortunately, he didn't go on until like midnight or something, right? That was
on. Yeah, they went.
Good thing is he was already up and making toast.
Okay. On night two, former president,
because he gets up that early.
Former President Barack Hussein Obama bragged that Michelle was very endowed in the man department. Expected tonight are Tim Stallion Swallower Walls, Bill Clinton, and we won't talk about what. Anyway, House Speaker Vodka Pelosi. And a bunch of other losers. The DNC platform also contains a promise to pass the U.S. Citizenship Act, which would give amnesty for human traffickers, gang members, and lets the deported return. And because of possible violence, a strict ID system has been put in place at the DNC, which is why Black people can't get in, because they can't manage to get IDs. That's why, you know. That's why you can't have IDs for voting. And my prediction is that one person at the DNC tonight will mispronounce Kamala, however you pronounce its name.
Well, Joe pronounced it Kamala the other night.
But it's weird because it's really easy to pronounce her name. It's Harris. So the question for Conversation Street. Do they think they managed to get Kamala dried out yet, or was she doing tequila shooters with Nancy?
I don't know if I buy the drunk thing. She's not drunk. It's like Beavis and Butthead. You're not drunk. You're just stupid.
Jim said, to some comments of something that we have said, that be racist.
Yeah, probably.
So,
who can say?
So all right, here's your shot. Vent on the DNC. Go.
Me?
Yes. It's Conversation Street.
You know, it's just one thing after another. So the party of the Ivy Leagues, and again, remember, these are the folks who told us in 2008 when Sarah Palin was running with, it was that, that's when that was, right? It seems like it was not that long ago. When Sarah Palin was running with John McCain, how Sarah Palin was completely unqualified to be president because she had not gone to an Ivy League school. Fast forward to 2024. Now we have just shucks. I'm just country boy Tim Walz. I'm just an old football coach wearing my Carhartts. Yeehaw.
There you go.
I don't like to use the word gaslighting. The utter dishonesty of it, though. You're just fucking lying to me.
Hypocrisy.
Yes. That's not even hypocritical. It's just a lie. You don't represent working class people. You wouldn't. You barely tolerate working class people to come over to your house and take out your trash and mow your lawn.
But I did hear that there were maggots in the food.
Oh, did good.
Did you hear that? No, the FBI.
Because there are maggots in the hall, too. So.
The FBI is literally investigating that there were maggots in the delegates' food. And I'm thinking it's either A, like the scene in Fight Club, or B, illegal food preparers, or C, well, but you know what? The FBI is actually investigating this, unlike the pipe bomb in D.C., or, you know, the attempted dehumanification of Trump. Anyway, let's move
like
on.
Jim says, wearing my Carhartts, running my snitch hotline.
All right, so moving along to the next, the next branch of Conversation Street, we have Trump Watch. Not a watch with Trump's face on it, but you know. I'm sure he's going to sell one of those at some point. Trump has pulled ahead of Kamala in the betting polls once again. So in the betting polls, he was down. But now, once the Democrats start talking, she's dropping like a rock.
And she hasn't even really started talking. And someone had a really good idea, and I think Trump will probably do this in the next few weeks. Can I just say my thing? Oh my God!
I had this all prepared.
You know, and I'm prepared for this too.
Shut up!
Okay. what they said is, you know, if Kamala won't debate and won't do an interview, whatever. Camel toe. How about that? If everything I'm going to say is offensive, I'll be purposefully offensive. Take me outside. How about that? Now I too can be a millionaire. Anyway, I'm a little manic tonight.
I tell.
I think I've had too much caffeine, but I haven't had any caffeine, so I don't know where this is coming from. Maybe I have had too much sleep. Perhaps that's the problem. Anyway, where was I going with this?
Well, you keep interrupting me as I'm going through.
And I'm interrupting myself now too. See, I'm even not even going to let you talk.
it's like the inceptions of interruptions. Good God, woman, calm down. Let me finish my part, and then you can soliloquy all you want.
Well, spit it out. Let's hear it.
RFK Jr. is rumored to be Trump's choice for CIA director, and RFK said that he'll support Trump to defeat Kamala. Yes, indeed. That is a thing that has happened in the last few days. Trump has said that Biden's speech was seething after Biden was the victim of a palace coup. And back to politics. So far, coverage for Kamala has been 84% positive, while Trump's coverage has been 89% negative. But the question is, do you think Joe had an abortion and a vasectomy at the DNC? Or did... Well, no, I'll save that for later. Go on in. You cut loose.
I have no response to that. Did Joe Biden have an abortion or a vasectomy and one? I don't know. I don't want to think about his lady bits.
So what about the coverage? Is the coverage RFK Jr.? Can you imagine?
I think it's a good idea because I've always kind of thought that RFK pulls more people from the Democrats than he does from the Republicans just because his name is Kennedy. Right? Well, all the baby boomers that did not get...
You're missing the big picture. The glorious part of a Kennedy being in charge of the CIA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
An organization at Kennedy, they would demolish and rip apart. Yeah. That would be hilarious.
Yeah. And I don't think RFK Jr. is a dumb guy. He's a smart guy.
Boy. All right.
And he certainly has rubbed all of his family the wrong way. And, you know, that's kind of a plus in my book.
Absolutely.
Because they're kind of all government leeches at this point.
Couldn't agree more.
We're running out of money. Quick, someone run for office. No, not you, RFK Jr. You're crazy.
And Kodak says, I don't want to think about Biden's lady bits on my 2024 bingo card.
Glad I can help. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. And I thought I had it.
You guys need to be nice to Tim Walz because he's polyamorous and his wife's African-American lover has really taught him to be compassionate to black men. I'm going to get letters for that one. Oh, wait, no. No one writes letters anymore. All right, moving along. It's time for a feature we haven't had in quite a long while. Brought to us by...
What is that?
One of the members of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young... The least worthy of them.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Is it time for that?
Jackass of the Week.
This is Neil Young. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Jackass.
And I'm proud to present my brain Jackass of the Week.
I think I need to fix my program. Maybe that would help. It's just a big pile of trash. Much like the Democratic National Convention. Yeah, it goes on and on. But contestant number one, come on down! Harris.
I think it's Pamela with a K.
Pamela.
Just calling her Pamela.
Pamela? It's Pamela with a K.
Pamela.
I've had this problem all day. Don't mind me. I'll just be sitting in the corner laughing at my own jokes.
Grinning inanely. This is what comes before the... before they fit you for your own very personalized white dinner jacket.
It'll be snug and it'll fit so nice and I'll be so warm and I can hug myself all the time.
They do give you crayons in the padded room.
Yeah.
Okay. Carry on.
And she's on the wrong side of the screen, but anyway. So Kamala did manage to come out with something policy-wise, and from the backlash that she's gotten from all sides... I can't see her ever saying anything about policy ever again because it just does not play to her strengths. Because here she is talking about her economic policy.
And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food.
Well, you know, under the socialist regime, food's like dark humor. Not everyone gets it.
Well, at least she didn't say price gagging.
I know, but she did say price gauging.
No, but that's because she has no gag reflex anymore.
Oh, that's true. She doesn't even know what that word means.
And for so many years. I'm not going to go any further on that one. Yes, price gauging. She's an idiot. So... Who's her
competition tonight? A person who is a completely different person than the vice president, Camel Toe. And I'm cheating here a little bit because this is from a couple years ago, but it's so fantastic. How can we not elect this person as president? Here she is answering a question, and you'll get, you know, both the question and the answer. Here it comes.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
Your mic's not on.
Ma'am, the U.S. is experiencing record inflation, the worst in 30 years, way beyond expectations. OPEC didn't increase oil production. Can you tell us a little bit about how you would prevent the new spending and your Build Back Better agenda from exacerbating the problem? And also, what else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this.
This should be good.
Prices have gone up.
Okay.
And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously.
Serious. We're very serious about it.
Huh?
Now, where do we start with this one?
Go ahead. You're driving the bus.
So the question was about inflation, and the answer was about?
Nothing.
Well, it was about prices, which are related, but they're not the same thing. And, you know, and where's the follow-up that is, that's not what I ask you. I ask you about inflation and how your administration perhaps has gone about partially causing this. But you'll never get that, right? Yeah, and CODA says, wow, yes. Wow, the person with a kindergartner's understanding of economics right there. Yeah, this is another thing that has really bothered me about, I'm not sure it's Pamelak or Camel Toe who came up with this one. I'm totally going to call her Pamelak from now on. But again, back to the gall of we're just poor old working class people, shucks, look how we've had to scrape by. Her talking about how she had to sit at the kitchen table and watch her mother trying to figure out how to pay bills. Yes, I know, because when you're one of your parents is a full professor at Berkeley and the other one's a full professor at Stanford, how are you ever going to make ends meet?
Indeed, indeed.
Anyway.
So oppressed. We have to pick one. Yeah. And so far, there's right now with the voting folks, Codex has not... Bill Codex has agreed. Jim has agreed. I have agreed. It's all Pamelak.
Is it Pamelak? Okay.
It's Pamela number one.
That one's Pamelak.
Mm-hmm.
The lighter color shirt, that's Camel Toe.
Yep.
See, Jim thinks Camel Toe's got the nod.
No, wins something anyway.
Oh, okay. All right.
Number one.
Sorry, Camel Toe. We'll get to her in a second because... And this has been Neil Young's Brain Jackass of the Week.
And even if we're wrong, we're still right. So, all right.
Oh, but I do have an award for Camel Toe. What was it? And now I can't remember. Again, my brain is just chasing squirrels. I had something for that, but man, it's gone.
You're a person who literally interrupted herself.
I did. Yes, I totally did. And I had something. I was like, this would be the perfect thing for Camel Toe.
And you're doing it.
And now
it again.
I can't remember what it is. Yeah. I know.
Doing it again.
I know.
You're doing
I know.
It again. Okay.
All right. I'll just shut up now.
You're off the screen. Well, no, you're going to have to because it's think real fast.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't know. I might be in the perfect mood for this tonight. So
think real fast.
All right, and I started with the most important story first. A recent study of the Shroud of Turin shows that the cellulose in the shroud is nearly the exact same decomposition rate of cellulose as other cloth from around the year zero, which would be both AD and BC. But this debunks the previous dating attempts based on carbon. Mark, if they were looking for a date, why didn't the scientists use Tinder?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
Mark's been very quiet tonight.
Yep. The missus, is this the oldest version of a selfie?
It might be, yeah.
So just looking at this, this to me is the, probably the, this is probably the definitive nail. I shouldn't use nail when I'm talking about the shroud. The definitive, this is the definitive link for me, because previously we had Middle Eastern plants that were extant about the time of year zero. That's the pollen that was found in the shroud. Then we found what? We found that we couldn't replicate the image on the shroud. We found that the blood, which was assumed to be paint, was actually blood. And and it contained the excretions of someone who would have been tortured. We found out that the... I mean, there's just so much of it that shows the shroud is really completely, totally authentic and from around the year 32 BC. Or 32 AD, even made in the same materials and ways they would have done it. That's a big story. That's a really big story. Your thoughts, Mrs.?
Well, I tend to agree. I think it's something that we need to continue looking into. But, you know, you and I had this conversation a long time ago when we were talking about Dan Brown and the whole Holy Grail and that sort of thing. We were kind of into the whole Templar stuff. And I said, you know, it wouldn't matter if that was, you know, if science did actually prove that it was actually a thing, because there were so many people out there who would just say, no, it's not. They're just fine. You know, it's confirmation bias, blah, 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 blah. It wouldn't matter. There would have to be some sort of paranormal element to that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, what they're looking for is a Roman centurion that took a selfie with Jesus on the cross.
Exactly, exactly. And even that would say, fake, I can tell by the pixels, right? It's been shopped. but having seen quite a few Photoshops in my time.
But in this case, given everything that's going on, finding this sort of evidence right when we are, I'm saying this is just a little bit too much coincidence.
Not saying it's the end times, but...
Speaking of the end times... go in with one story. When I was reading this story yesterday, I came in and Pugsley was here, and I said, hey, did you hear the latest news about the Shroud of Turin? He goes, the Shroud of Turin? And I go, you know what it is, right? He goes, yeah. Did they find it? I'm like, you don't know what the Shroud of Turin is. So,
4 years of Catholic school right there.
Yeah. All right. So... moving along.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Hey, Samuel L. Jackpot showed up.
I think that was former FLOTUS, big Michelle Obama, who verified at the DNC that Barack is a virgin, noting that both of their children were possible only after in vitro fertilization. Mark, do you think Michelle was the sperm donor?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think. Okay.
The missus, is this a Me Too story because Michelle's eggs didn't give explicit consent?
Eggs?
Because
you mean like for breakfast?
No. In vitro fertilization, you know, the eggs have to give consent. It's
well,
it's
I mean, but, you know, only women, only women have eggs. No, only women have eggs.
Oh, I guess you're right. Total job
I mean,
by
we
Joey
know
Kimmel.
That their children are Michelle's children. That's a given. We just don't know who the mother is.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. And Jim Wessel, you know, I hear the Sam Jackson is weary of all those snakes on that plane. You got to get that clip. All right.
Asking you a goddamn thing.
Total jobs lost by the Joe and Kamala show are over 800,000. But over 1.2 native-born Americans lost jobs last year, but over 1.3 million foreigners got jobs. Mark, are those rookie numbers?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
The missus, is this why Joe is trying to give his job to a foreigner?
Who's the foreigner here? I'm confused.
So, okay. So Joe is trying to give his job away, Joe Biden, okay, to a foreigner.
Okay.
Do you know who the foreigner is?
No.
It's Kamala.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You should take some of those energy drinks beforehand.
That would be a profoundly bad idea.
All right. When released, the official Democratic platform was filled with references to Joe Biden's second term, specifically calling out Joe Biden in second term. Mark, couldn't they have done a control F to find and replace all that? Or what?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
Or what are Democrat interns even good for? Oh, wait, I know what Democrat interns are good for. The missus, do you think the interns were watching dancing cat videos on the internet instead?
They're not supposed to talk with their mouths full. Probably.
You didn't
they're busy erasing the names off of the ballots for the November election.
How? when released, the official
gotta get a new stamp.
I'm just gonna read the same item again 3 or 4 times in a row. This just in: hundreds of Boeing 787 jets will be grounded after one of the planes suddenly dropped 400 feet and injured 50 people. Mark, should Boeing fly those jets to India where they can get them inspected for only $3.37 an hour?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
I agree with Mark. It's true.
The missus,
yeah.
Would we all be bigots if we could be considered bigots if we found out that Boeing identifies as safe?
I think that's just what they should come out and say. You should send that to their PR department. And actually, you know, those planes wouldn't be grounded if they'd come in before curfew, like they're supposed to.
Oh, and Jim notes that we missed an entirely massive cannibalism. Yeah, it's had no massive cannibalism today.
Oh, no. Well, we have to solve that problem.
Massive cannibalism.
All right. Thomas Massey, who is a representative from Kentucky, a state that I believe will soon be renamed Ballistica, recently said that anyone with a dual citizenship shouldn't be in Congress. And Jim, if you saw the 22 millimeter anti-tank cannon with our boy from Kentucky, that was pretty awesome. But anyway, Thomas Massey, representative from Kentucky, recently said that anyone with a dual citizenship shouldn't be in Congress. Mark, why should Representative Massey be only given a 10-year dictatorship to stop the nonsense when we could clearly give him 15?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
The missus, why should this rule be applied to governors too? Go ahead on your rant on dual citizenship. Go.
Well, I think I've done this before. You've heard me bring up my little soapbox.
I'm not sure it's been on the.
We haven't done it on the podcast. Oh. I do have a problem with, especially our representatives in national office, having dual citizenship. I mean, if you're going to represent the people of your state at the national level and have all sorts of people kissing your ass, you ought to just have allegiance to one country, and that should be this one. Regardless of whatever dual... I don't think people should have dual citizenship anyway. If you're going to be an American, you're an American. Suck it up, Buttercup. There's only one. That's just how I feel.
Okay. Good. Texas Attorney General...
So I have to share this story first because we're talking about the punt gun. Mm-hmm. I told you about this, that I had this very weird dream and it involved a very large gun. So it was Wilder and I were going to visit some friends who lived in Colorado. They don't live there now. And so we got to their house very early in the morning, like 4 a.m. in my dream. And our friend had a gigantic gun mounted in his living room. And I'm talking bigger than Kentucky Ballistics punt gun. I'm talking, it's like a big anti-aircraft gun mounted in his living room. And so,
why not?
Yeah, I know. And I was cool with that. I was like, oh, that's very nice that he has this. And so Wilder's like, well, I'm going to try and shoot it because there's this mountain behind the house. And it's got, see that little part up there on the top of the mountain? I'm going to shoot that and I'm going to knock that off. I'm like, do you really think that's a good idea? And he's like, yeah, what could possibly go wrong, right? It'll be fine. Our friend's fine with it. So I'm going to do this before they get up. I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do. So he loads it up, takes aim, and hits exactly the thing that he's hitting for, right? And knocks the top of it off. So it falls over the other side of the mountain. which is probably a bad thing for the people who live on the other side of the mountain. But on our side of the mountain, we're like, that was really cool. That was so sweet. But suddenly, here comes the rock slide. And it's like a little rock slide at first. Like, oh, I didn't expect that. Oh, that's bad. So it's in the backyard now. And here comes some more. Oh, no. It's still falling down. And so pretty soon, the entire mountain starts crumbling down. And so everyone runs out of the house, right? And our friends are now awake. And they're like, what the hell happened? Well, I shot the mountain. And now the mountain is crumbling into the backyard. And it was very funny at that point until, of course, it started wiping out the houses in this neighborhood where people were sleeping. And all the time, I'm like, man, we got to get out of here. We got to run. The people will know it was us. We got to run. So, and then that was when I woke up. My alarm went off. Moral of the story is, don't shoot at giant mountains with a really big gun because it will cause a rock slide.
No, now you
the more you
want
know. Now you want to do it more. All the more, don't you? Yeah.
Yes. All right. That's interesting. All right. So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton confirms that only... How did you get from dual citizenship to an anti-aircraft gun shooting at that?
Because you mentioned the punt gun.
I don't know. Texas Attorney
General
Ken Paxton...
Yeah, you mentioned the punt gun. Did he mention the punt gun? He mentioned the punt gun, right?
I mentioned that Kentucky would soon be renamed Ballistica.
Right, because of the punt gun, Kentucky Ballistics. That's what you...
Yes, okay.
That was the reference.
All right. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton confirms that non-citizens are getting registered to vote in Texas. He's looking to prosecute people who are doing it. Mark, why would Trump do such a thing?
Oh, that's my cue, isn't it?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
And then, so I really teed you up for this one. The missus shouldn't dual citizens vote twice.
Once for the American side of their personality and once for the other side of their personality.
Hmm. There you go. Yeah. Best Buy has officially removed...
But a lot of them are Democrats, so many of them probably do vote twice. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Best Buy has officially removed movie and music and other media from the shelves of its stores. Mark, wasn't buying a movie at Best Buy like visiting a Mayan temple to buy the latest Rob Zombie CD?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
You know, I think it would have been interesting to get Mark's answer on that one because I wonder if he's a Rob Zombie fan.
Rob Zombie.
Yeah. Okay. The Misses. Isn't that what most people on their deathbed say? I wish I'd spent more time at Best Buy.
Yes. And like, I want one of those cool blue shirts.
All right. And now.
So I can pretend to be a Best Buy employee. And just trick people. And just make things up about electronics that I know nothing about.
It has super heterodynamism. but it's both cisism and hetero and homoism. I better just stop right there.
That's a new term.
Microplastics have now been discovered in over 24 brains in 2024. Mark, do you think they should have warned the brain tissue donors first? Before they donate.
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
See, I was looking to his reaction to that. You know, the people were being involuntary brain donors. The misses. The microplastics and human brains, a sign that nature is healing.
I think probably so. Gotta stop licking the styrofoam.
All right, now our last...
But that's story. Where the best part of the food is. Soaked into the styrofoam.
The last part of the show, part of your funny, so have that ready to go. California Senate advances a zero-down, no-payment home loans for illegal aliens. Mark, is no habla inglés in your future?
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
And the misses, why doesn't California give those illegal aliens cars and personal airplanes, too? Are Californians bigots?
I don't know why they don't let them just build public housing in Beverly Hills. Although I heard that that's actually a thing that people are fighting about in California right now.
Mm-hmm.
is that there is some law based on, I don't know, I couldn't remember exactly what it was, based on population and how much public housing you have to have. And people in California are starting to notice not a lot of public housing in Beverly Hills.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, to quote Alice Cooper, I wish I was born in Beverly Hills. All right. And that is the end of Think Real Fast.
Think Real Fast.
All right. Show us your funny thing.
All righty. This was a last minute funny thing. Now I have to move it because I can't see the top of it because of where it is. Okay. Author unknown. Do not stand at my grave and weep. Do not stand at your bowl and meow. I gave you food. It's in there now. I feed you at the dawning light. I feed you at the fall of night. I feed you kibbles mixed with meat and wet food for a special treat. I feed you even though you scoff at all the food within your trough. I feed you and still yet you yell like a beast from the deepest hell. Do not stand at your bowl and cry. I gave you food. You will not die.
You read that with this weird Scottish accent that reminded me of Christopher Lambert from Highlander.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible.
And so the author is unknown.
See all these, now the folks in the audience see all the things you have to put up with.
She's a little crazy, folks.
Yeah,
a
little bit, yeah.
Well, you know what that means.
I don't. You have to tell me.
Do you have any final thoughts for the evening?
I think my thoughts have all leaked out.
I think in whatever random order. I think they were... I think they were fighting at the double door to get out.
Yes.
I think they're gone. So, on that note, thanks everyone for Bombs and Pants and Wednesday Rants and Ballistical Gel. It's a great lubricant. Anyway, have a wonderful evening. And we do enjoy all of the time we spend. We really do. If it doesn't sound like we're having fun, we're doing something wrong because this is blast. Have a great night. Take care. See you next week.
You didn't do the outro. You have to do the outro.
Oh, I'm John Wilder.
And... then of course, you monkeyed it all up here.
It's just going to be a total shit show, I think.
I agree, Mark. And I'm the Mrs. Y'all come back now. You hear?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my friggin' life.